this guy's a massive superstar in the world of baseball. He's not just some random outfielder or something. So you can see, like, from even the MLB's perspective, I'm sure that they would want this to just like go away. But it almost feels like if more information about this comes out, and if any kind of wrongdoing or lying or covering up is uncovered, there's going to have to be some kind of consequences. They're not going to be able to just like kind of sweep it under the rug. And like,
Not
it's
that they
hard to
wouldn't
even
try. They're
fathom
very
that.
good at trying.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But it's hard to imagine like what that's going to look like if someone that's of this like caliber of sports superstar does, you know, if that scandal does progress, it's hard to even imagine what that's going to look like, those kind of consequences.
Yeah, baseball has a very hard time marketing itself to anybody under the age of 70 who's not like a white conservative. He is their golden boy.
Yeah.
It is worth mentioning. He deferred that largest contract in the history of professional sports because he's making almost as much just off of his current endorsements. That's so unlike anything else in baseball. The next biggest stars make good money from their wages because baseball has no salary cap. But the side money, it's not like basketball where there's like sneaker deals for every, sixth man on the bench. It's totally this unprecedented thing in the sport to have a celebrity this big. For the first time in decades, like you'd have to go back to like Ken Griffey Jr. to find anybody comparable in the US, and there's no international comparison.
Yeah, and you touched on this a couple minutes ago, but I think this is a lot of people have been pointing this out as well, which is that not just baseball, but all pro sports over the last 2 years or so have become so inundated with gambling and so interconnected. It's always been this kind of like gray market where they don't really talk about it. It's always been there, but it's so integrated now with all professional sports, like in the NBA as well. They're doing like direct tie-ins with like the league pass where you can see the odds and the spread and everything
Right
like
there
that.
on the
And
screen.
and it encourages people like in the Super Bowl, like this year, it's actually quite funny. It's kind of an interesting like indicator of like economic health. But 2 years ago it was all crypto stuff in the Super Bowl. And then this year it's just all gambling, all sports gambling stuff, and all the ESPN shows are all sponsored by these like DraftKings and all these
Every
gambling
stadium
apps.
has like a deal with this local bettor, and they're putting in like the MGM Sports Entertainment Complex or whatever. It's just unbelievable.
It is. And it's really impossible to imagine this not trickling down to the players at some point when there's so much big money at stake. It really feels like this kind of scandal is probably the tip of the iceberg of the way that like we're the kind of stuff that's eventually going to be happening. It's really hard to imagine that like it's not going to have a major impact. Like all the there's the Tim Donaghy scandal a couple of years ago as well. All the players and all the refs know about the spread and know all this information about the odds and the gambling aspect of it. So it's really hard not to imagine that it's going to have a huge impact on
No,
the
you
actual
can't
games.
tell players one thing and tell fans another thing. The players are human beings. They have hours and hours a day outside of their work lives to fill time, and they got money in their pockets for the most part. Like, and they're young, dumb guys. Of course they're gonna like gamble. Of course they're seeing the same ads for the sports betting stuff we are when they watch the Super Bowl. They're curious, and the league's policies on it, are pretty like, yeah, have fun, just don't. Eat where you, just don't like this, avoid your own sport. And that's gambling addicts definitionally can't stop.
Thank you for listening to this sample of the Insurgents podcast. To hear the rest of this episode and for more bonus content, please subscribe at theinsurgents.substack.com.